Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day, 12th day of November, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 52 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it was about 14 early this morning, so it's just been staying icy cold in the morning for long stretches of time. As soon as the sun goes down, man, the temperature, it's down below freezing. Cold, long winter. All righty, let's see what we're going to look at here right out the gate. 114 warrants served across Maryland since red flag law went into effect in October. And you know we're going to talk about it. We'll be right back.
For listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, we're going to start out here with 114 warrants served across Maryland since red flag law went into effect in October. You know, you take that red flag law, it's actually the same thing. It's the complete removal of procedural due process, but same as asset forfeiture. Hold them up side by side. Okay, which one is it? Which one is the law? Are you a subject? To this law, to this dictate from this, it's actually a king, or are you a freeman, and these son of a bitches can't touch you. You have a Bill of Rights that says that your goddamn guns, and nothing can be touched yours. You have the right to procedural due process, that you are the authority in this country. Now, we talked about the fact that, you know, the corporation under U.S. Title 28, U.S. Code, 3002 definitions. United States means a federal corporation. Now, see, if you go to the modern Black's Law dictionaries, they'll tell you a corporation is a person, which is a goddamn, I mean, it's a physical impossibility. I mean, for the one is plural and one is singular. A person is a singular person. A group of people that make a person. Oh, wow. Maybe they parted one person out. But do you get where I'm going here with this? I want you to keep this in mind. It's a federal corporation. Now, this isn't from one of those. This is from an old Winston dictionary, probably from the 30s or 40s. It says that a corporation is an artificial being created by law composed of a number of persons who subsist as one body existent, etc., within the scope of a charter, as a municipal group associated with a mayor in the government of a town, a stock company, or for commercial activities, or the like. Now, a republic, which is what we're supposed to have, This is also from the same Winston Dictionary. A state or country in which the supreme power is held by a certain portion of the people as a whole, who elect their own representatives and executive officers responsible directly to the people. That means the people are the superior authority. Yes or no? It's that 14th Amendment. And why, you know, I've been thinking about, you know, they said it's never been challenged. How can anybody, who would challenge it? The only court, they get rid of your goddamn courts where you would challenge it, where you would destroy it, where you would decimate it. Insert their courts, the courts that were created by the violation of the law that the 14th Amendment represents, making the free people of this country subjects actually, and their new definition of a corporation to a singular, like a king. Because a corporation is a person, okay? That's what it says in the Black's Law Dictionary. And like I said, this old one here says an artificial being, because it'd have to be artificial, because it can't be a person, a being, a true being. A true being is what we are. And we, as true beings, we have what are called natural rights. And they were enumerated in that Bill of Rights, and they were presented as articles and amended the original Constitution. But under this, what this is saying right here is that when they say that it's a federal corporation, that means it's a singular, it is a singular body, which is just the same as a king. The 14th Amendment says that you are subject to that king. So, and you cannot be a subject to a king. Now, a king, he can grant land, he can grant a privilege, but a subject has no rights. A subject can only be granted privilege by the sovereign. So the sovereign for this nation, and what this is trying to tell, they're trying to get rid of the goddamn Bill of Rights, and they're openly doing it right in front of our fucking faces with shit like this goddamn article right here. 14 warrants served across Maryland since Red Flag Law went into effect in October. This is from ABC News, sent in by a reader. Montgomery County Sheriff Darren Popkin believes Maryland's new red flag law can save lives. I don't give a monk's fuck what you believe, buddy. You are in blatant, open violation. You are a treasonous piece of shit. You, for what you just said there, you can hang, okay? Because that makes you a goddamn traitor to the people. The people you are responsible to. The people who are the authority in this country. You do not start Star Chamber courts and start secret warrants. That's what about the Bill of Rights was all about. We weren't going to have that shit because we are not subjects. You are subject to our authority, not us subject to your authority as declared by your fraudulent 14th Amendment, which is absolutely forbidden by the 9th article of our Bill of Rights, the people's Bill of Rights, the people's authority. He gives family members health, It gives family members, health professionals, and law enforcement the authority to seek judges' orders. No, it fucking can't. All it can do is act of treachery. You cannot do it. It is forbidden by law. So when you do it, you become an outlaw. You become no better than the street thug. Coming to somebody's house, you know, they're going to do secret warrants, huh? I tell you, people in Maryland, if you got any balls out there, maybe you ought to start, you know, writing some of your own secret warrants and serving them by surprise. What do you think about that? You have the authority. They do not. It's just whether you have the balls to fucking exercise it or not. 114 people obviously didn't take this shit seriously, did they? Or there would have been a body count to go along with that 114 fucking warrants, secret warrants from a Star Chamber court that can't exist in this goddamn country. It's flat ass forbidden by the authority of the people of this country. We can't grant any such power to one another. And if this government that they're claiming, oh, we're operating under the authority of people, the consent of the people gave us the authority, can't give you what we don't have. Now, can we? You phony, fraudulent sons of bitches. Law enforcement has been running into people having some sort of mental health crisis forever. However, we never had a statutory authority. You still do not have a statutory authority. Unless, see that statutory authority, that would fall under the 14th Amendment. You are subject to their legislation. You're subject. We're not subject to shit. The only authority you are subject to is my authority if I invoke it through the common law court, and you have equal authority to answer me, and we have equal authority in front of a common law court of our peers, and they all have to be American nationals too. They can't be a little corporation sitting there judging us. They have to understand what we're talking about. From when the law went into effect, October 114 red flag warrants have been served across Maryland. It is dangerous work. On Monday of this week, while serving a warrant to take guns from a man in Glen Burnie, police shot and killed the man during a struggle for his weapons. Like I said, maybe you better start fucking IDing these fucking gun confiscation teams. You better start IDing and find out where the fuck they live. Go start serving some fucking warrants on them. There is no fucking law behind their warrants. But you do have law behind your fucking warrants. Your warrants are legit. Because you are the authority in this goddamn country. Secret warrants is what they want. Secret warrants, let them have it. Nonetheless, advocates believe red flags law saves lives. You know, they're going to end up, this is going to end up costing about 20 million fucking lives by the time the fucking gunfighting's over, and they fucking know it. They love it. They love the thought of the blood sacrifice. And otherwise peaceful people are going to rise up and they are going to slaughter across this fucking nation. Lori Hase, the mother of a Virginia Tech survivor, says research shows red flag laws now in place in 12 states are preventing suicides and possibly what she calls suicides by mass shooting. So, well, studies show, fuck your studies. You better read the Bill of Rights, bitch, because that's what we shot the fuck out of the British over. That's why we killed them in fucking hordes. That's why we fucking hung them, cut them into pieces, staked them out. That's why we fucking slaughtered them. Because they thought that they could fucking tell us that we cannot have our arms, okay? It is our God-given natural right to have it. You can't touch it. You do not have the authority. The 9th article to my Bill of Rights forbids it. Forbids that authority to ever exist. And in attempting to remove that authority and subjugate me under a fucking king, because it is a king, because now they're calling the corporation a person. Trying to subjugate me under a king. The last son of a bitch that tried to subjugate us under a king, you know what happened to him. The greatest army on the fucking planet. You say what you fucking want. We outnumber you 10,000 to 1, and this is not gonna fucking fly. It is becoming so blatant. Another instance here, people, where you can hold that goddamn Bill of Rights up. Read the 4th and 5th Amendment, or the 4th and 5th article, I'm sorry. The 4th and 5th article. And say, now which is it? Can they come here without, can they go into a secret court and get a secret warrant from a person who doesn't even need to be identified, let alone have affidavits or anything attached to it? And if I am being accused, if this is because of a crime, there's no complete removal of the procedural due process. There's not even an allegation involved here. The only allegation is, I think that person could be, I think doesn't cut it in the court of law. Only the facts cut it in the court of law. So what's your guy going here? Same with asset forfeiture. You got somebody coming with zero fucking authority. If it was a criminal matter, see, you're having your property taken from you without due process of law. And like I said, Trumpy, he was all for that. He said it. He's done more to assist the fucking his communist gun grabbing buddies than anybody since Obama. But the bottom line here is there's no allegation. There is no process. There is no finding of a jury. They're just fucking coming to take your guns. This is open gun confiscation. This is exactly what this is. It's secret warrants. Like I said, it's time if that's the way it is. I'll tell you, at least we the people have the authority to write goddamn warrants. If they want to remove the common law, of course, the authority is born in us. That Bill of Rights is a part of our being. And we have the right to enforce it. You're going to start playing these fucking games tit for tat. Secret warrant got served on one of the son of a bitches that made up secret warrants last night. Oh, fuck, man, he got killed. Now he's a dead fucking traitor. Because you're going to have to fight these people. They are coming after the bill. When they come out with shit like this red flag thing or this asset forfeiture, how fucking blatant does it have to be to you to understand that they have dismissed your Bill of Rights? Ratified law around the country. I mean, it wasn't repealed. The Bill of Rights wasn't repealed. It couldn't be. It never could be touched. So what they're just saying is, we're going to run right over it. We're going to run right over you. We've declared you subjects. We wrote it down on a piece of paper in 1868 that you are going to be subjects to the state and the federal corporations. Because the corporation's right here. You're going to be subjects to the corporation, to the whatever they say. We'll go on to here. We've got another one here with a grant and privilege. It is dangerous work. Where were we? Lori has mother. Okay. We want people to know this law is available to them. Family members, law enforcement, and others need tools to separate a loved one from a firearm when they're at risk, Hass said. Here's one right here. We need a fucking secret warrant for this dirty fucking treasonous fucking bastard bitch whore. Don't we? Why is this treasonous piece of trash walking around in our free country, people? Here we go again. Court rules. That your Fourth Amendment right to privacy, especially when it comes to smart meters, is a privilege. What are we talking about? Oh, your subjects. You are granted privilege. The king can grant privileges. He granted George Washington land. That was a privilege. And titles. You know, he could grant titles to people. And that's what this federal corporation, United States Code, Title 28, United States Code 3002, definition. United States means a federal corporation, which now they have written, just like they wrote out their emergency powers that says, the ninth article forbids there to be any power to remove the Bill of Rights. So they said, well, we're not that anymore. We're United States Corporation. We're just going to write it down. This is when they begin writing shit down on a piece of paper. Just like with Lincoln, when he suspended the Bill of Rights across this fucking country, he had no such authority. It was a direct violation of the people's rights, the ninth article in specific. But right now, they're trying to remove all procedural. They're calling your goddamn Fourth Amendment a fucking privilege now. They started with your driver's license, remember? Oh, it's a privilege to drive. No, it ain't a privilege to drive. It's my fucking right to go anywhere I want to, unharassed, unbothered by anybody. I am the sovereign of this country. You piece of shit. You are responsible to me, not me to you. From Natural News. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. As smart meters make their way across the United States, a growing number of people are vocalizing concerns about the devices and consumer privacy rights. Consumer privacy rights, that's in that corporate thing. The Fourth Amendment was designed to protect Americans from government surveillance and other forms of government overreach. Now a federal court in Illinois, it wasn't just for government. The thing is, the government was never fucking supposed to be near us. Read the Federalist Papers. It was to keep us from doing it to one another. You see, that's what they're trying to play games with it here. The Fourth Amendment was designed to protect Americans from government surveillance. No, it was protect us from, it was me to protect myself from my fellow American. They're the only ones that could even come close to me. Fucking government never had no authority to even talk to me. And other forms of government overreach. No, that would presume that the government had some place in the common law and the Bill of Rights, which they do not. It is separate and apart from their contract to serve. And it wasn't so that for government, it is for government overreach too. Because if somebody in that fucking government writes a piece of legislation, I'm not a 14th Amendment fucking subject to your fucking legislation that violates my rights. And you violate my rights. I go, so you're not George, Senator George Booger. You're just fucking George Booger. I go grab your fucking ass. I bring you over into the common law and I fucking prosecute you for fucking treason. For violating the goddamn ratified law of this country. And I take everything you have. That's why it was set up that way. That's so that government could never, ever become a federal corporation, which is now defined as law, as a person. When the original corporation here we have from the an artificial being created by law composed of a number of persons. A corporation is not a single person. It cannot be. It is a piece of paper. So what you have is a federal corporation controlled by fucking Israel. I mean, hell, they're directly taxing us now. And then, like I said, the thing with the red flag laws and the goddamn asset forfeiture. How fuck, I mean, you think that violates the procedural due process in the Bill of Rights? Is it the Bill of Rights or is it the government? Is it the people who have the authority in this country over the government? Or is it this government apparatus that has authority over the people as subjects? We fought to not be subjects of a king. That's what that whole goddamn uprising that was hijacked and turned into a revolution was all about, remember? We weren't going to be subjects to a king. We were freemen with freemen rights. And we even enumerated them in that Bill of Rights. We wrote them down. This is what you will not fucking do. Look at it and look at what they're doing. Are they violating that Bill of Rights blatantly right in your face? And how do you enforce it? Well, you got to take them to court, their court. Because they're claiming that their jurisdiction is the only jurisdiction isn't. And because you are a subject, that is what you will accept. Don't you see? That fucking 14th Amendment has got to fucking go. Or else you're a goddamn subject, which is going to be. Do you like being a subject? Think about that. Somebody owning your ass. Being the subject to a king, think about going up to another man and bowing down at his fucking feet. How's that suit you? The land of the free and the home of the brave. How's it suit you? The Fourth Amendment was designed to protect Americans from government surveillance and other forms of government overreach. Now, a federal court in Illinois has ruled that it is negotiable. It is negotiable. Provided it is the government's best interest. Oh, I thought you were responsible. The government, we did this for the government's best interest. Fuck the people. And how could they ever make a statement like that if not for the 14th Amendment that makes us subjects to that government? So, of course, us being subjects to the government, the king's interests come first, right? Wrong. That Bill of Rights, I think about, in the Federalist Papers, how we didn't need that Bill of Rights. That we can never do anything like, never. Written, the Constitution was written in the authority of they were using the authority of admiralty because the common law had not been inserted yet. They fought that war. Like I said, they fought that war under the goddamn admiralty. And when it was done, Admiralty of the King handed it over to the Admiralty of the United States. And John Adams stood there amongst his fellow aristocratic elite and said, we need to declare a king. God, that wouldn't have been such a good idea back then. Now, would it? No matter what they try to tell you, no matter what lies you've been told all your fucking life, declare a king, do you really... Again, I'm going to run it for you if you haven't been listening. You had the people that wrote the Bill of Rights and said, no, you fucking ain't. You ain't going to rule us. We're not your subjects. We're not going to be your subjects. We're going to rule ourselves as free men and free women under the Bill of Rights and under the common law, which is the Bill of Rights, apart from you. You have no authority over here. You do what we tell you, servant. That's why they used to be called, I remember the first time and I called somebody, I used to love that. I tell you, go do it, your job, public servant. And it was like, about Reagan time. Not in the Reagan time, maybe Bush one time. When the first one told me, we don't have to anymore, we work for ourselves. That's what this fucking cunt told me. my employee that I'm paying at gunfucking point. First place, you don't have the fucking authority to tax us, to use our goddamn resources, to tyrannize us, you dirty son of bitches, and you know it. You have, I mean, God, you want a Declaration of Independence? It'd take you a month to write down all the fucking abuses that we have suffered at the hands of this fucking federal corporation that cannot exist. You got the federal corporation and the 14th Amendment, and you got the Bill of Rights. You decide which one is going to exist, because only one can. Because they are complete opposites. It's like, you know, the sovereign citizen. I'm so sick of hearing that shit. Do you people fucking, I mean, where's the intelligence out there? Sovereign citizen is an oxymoron, okay? You can't be sovereign and a citizen. It's like they're trying to play this fucking game with this here, with this 14th Amendment. Let's look at this some more. Is negotiable, provided it is in the government's best interest. So the government's interest comes before the people's interest. Do you see what I'm saying here? That's what they're telling you. Therefore, the government is higher in statute than the people. The people were supposed to have empowered the government with our power. Now they're doing things to us that we could never do to each other. Powers that could have not been granted. It is a complete and absolute coup with the 14th Amendment to try to make us fucking subject to the goddamn a king, which is the corporation. Even after officials ruled that smart meters are a form of government search, they see they're ruling it. Yeah, it is. We are searching in here. We are searching you, by the way. This is how fucking blatant it's getting. Just like the asset forfeiture, just like these red flag bullshit. Even after officials ruled that smart meters are a form of government search and seizure, federal courts say that the federal admiralty courts, who have no authority over the American national, they are our bitches. We created them from our power. They cannot, and we didn't surrender our power to them. We let them operate under our authority. That's what the other part about, where it talks about. Let me find it here. Just edit. What it talks about, a republic, a state or country in which the supreme power is held in a certain portion of the people as a whole, who elect their own representatives and executive officers responsible directly. How would they be responsible directly to the people in a republic? I mean, if a handful, a portion hold the power of the all, the authority of, granted by the all, how could they be responsible to? I'll tell you how. Because of the fucking common law, because of the Bill of Rights. Because you can, they are of an inferior status to you. Now you can bring it, when you bring them out of that inferior status, they become equal to you. But they are sure as fuck are not superior to you. They come equal to you, and you can prove that they were using an inferior fucking color of law, and under the color, an inferior authority to usurp your superior authority. Then you get everything they got, and you could even have the dirty son of a bitch hanged. Stay right where you're at. We'll be right back.
Walking on me for my whole life. I think it's finally time to draw the John Cougar, Mellencamp, he can stick his song where the sun don't shine. My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. Got a checkpoint up the road ahead. Better pull out your ID. And your taxes just went up again. Gotta cough up some more money. Be careful what you're saying when you're on the phone. You never know who might be listening in. They got cameras watching everywhere you go, so they know just where you've been. You know you better think about the books you read, or your name might go on a list. Don't take too many pictures now, or they'll think you're a terrorist. They're watching you every time you turn around, and they don't like what they see. You gotta be fucking kidding me if you think this country's free. My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. Well, the banks messed up, so they took money from us and gave a $1 billion bonus. And they didn't give a damn what we had to say. I swear to God, they think they own us. But when they say bend over, you say yes, sir, and then you vote for them again. If you're the kind of people who fought our wars, tell me how do we ever win? They've been walking on us for far too long, and don't you think it's time to draw the line? Why don't you tell those jerks in Washington to stick their laws where the sun don't shine? My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. They say America, love it or leave it. Well, I loved it, and it left me.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1236 Pacific Time. That, of course, was John Ringer with My Country, My Ass. Yeah, it is my fucking country. And it's your ass, you son of a bitch. This shit has gone... I mean... Like I said, when you can hold the Bill of Rights up in your hands and read it to somebody and then read them, red flag law, you know, no fourth article, goddamn, I mean, have to go in and sign, you know, for a crime. You know, no accusation of any crime, just like with asset forfeiture. No accusation, no conviction, no nothing. We're just taking your guns, you see. We're just doing it through administrative authority. Under the 14th Amendment, you see, you're all subject to the state and the federal corporations' legislation. Whatever they want to write down on a piece of paper, that's what the law is. And it don't matter what that ninth article says. It doesn't matter that the ninth article ratified law long before this shit ever went down. The true Constitution, which has been subverted, the oldest law in this goddamn country. Is that Bill of Rights? You think that you could convince that kid that went across the goddamn Potomac and went over there and fucking stuck that German mercenary with bloody feet freezing his ass off? Do you think you could sell this shit to him? Oh yeah, we can just come. We have a secret court, a secret warrant. No, we can't tell you who said it, but we're coming to take your shit. No, I've been convicted of anything. You can't take. You have to. We'll have the due process of law later, said Trump. And boy, he sure pushed for that fucking Scott down there in fucking Florida to get in that Senate. They're coming. People, I tell you, if you right now you're not ready in yourself for a fucking attack at any second, you're a goddamn fool. And if it is, you got two choices. You can just go to his hand him your fucking guns. Get down on your knees and beg for the king's servant to show mercy on you as you're handing over your fucking only protection to your life. You can do that. Or you can do, I think about these guys, I guess people think they had nothing to lose back there in 1775. They didn't have homes. They didn't have families. They didn't have, their children and stuff. They picked up their fucking guns and said, we can't let this happen. We cannot allow this. We will be goddamn slaves, subject slaves. King's done come and said that everything that's ours is his. That's what the king come for. And he wants us to start turning it over as we bring the resource out. He's wanting so much of it, and he's going to want more and more. And actually, all of it's his because you belong to the goddamn king, you see. You're corporate property. How does it feel? We all grew up in the era when they played Roots and all that stuff and the evils of slavery. How does it feel? To the black people out there listening to this, boy, you guys really should be pissed. Because the whole idea of that 13th and 14th Amendment was, 13th Amendment was to free you. 14th Amendment, well, I guess it was to resubjugate you, to re-enslave you, along with the rest of us. Because that is what happened. Read it. It says it right there. Subject, subject, subject. Are you a subject or a free person? Which is it? Is it the Bill of Rights? Or is it these goddamn red flag laws? Is it this, is your goddamn fourth article now a privilege granted by someone of a higher authority than the people? Because it's someone who would have to be of a higher authority than you to grant you a privilege, wouldn't they? The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. That's not a secret proceeding where they get to, a tip from somebody. They don't even have to name themselves, let alone fill out a fucking affidavit saying that you committed a crime, because you have to commit a crime. You see, goddamn, at least 20 years ago, it was pretty well understood. You at least had to commit a crime. Or you had to be sued before somebody could take your shit from you, right? That used to be understood. Well, what they're telling you now is you don't own nothing. Not even yourself. It's all corporate property. Go ahead.
Did you get my email? I wanted to get a business card, like the press pass with that fourth article on the back.
It would be sweet. But, when we've come to this point, Charlie...
It would help me. I went to a big event and I was giving out, just telling people. But if I'd have had a card, with your like a press pass on the front, but on the back, the fourth article to hand to a cop when he, say, nicely, I'm going to do what you say, but I don't consent. But anyway, that's all I had.
Okay. I mean, anybody could write the fourth article down on something. It's a lot of work for us, to tell you the truth, to create a card and create the stuff so somebody can download it. If somebody wants to do it, more than welcome to.
Yeah, okay.
I kind of feel like I've been doing more than my share of the work around here, guy. Not to be complaining.
Yes, sir. You've already done the work with the press pass, though. I pay for it, but anyway.
Charlie, all right, we'll put it on the back of the press pass for you. God damn you, you're a pain in the ass.
No, I want business cards. I want to give out hundreds of them. Anyway.
We'll create the thing. You can buy a bunch of them. You can go to anywhere and get business cards.
That's what I want to do.
Okay. I can't afford to, okay?
I understand. I'm not asking you to pay for it.
Okay.
Charlie, you can go to the stationery store, Charlie, and buy a thing of cards. They're pressed out as business cards, yeah. Charlie, and you just put it, you put it in your printer in your computer, and you print them out as business
yeah.
cards.
I understand. That's what I want to do, but I, you know, I wanted to get input on it before I go do it on my own.
Everybody should have a copy of that mandamus and understand it, and read them the fucking law. I mean, I can recite the fucking law.
I'm giving the mandamus to a dozen people. I like it. That's right.
It's correct in law. It is, and the bottom line here is, it's so correct. I mean, it's correct in law. Your fourth article right is not a fucking privilege. It ain't the Bill of Privileges. Jiminy crickets, man. What people will fucking allow. Okay, we just read the Fourth Amendment. Smart meters and the right to privacy. Naperville's smart meter awareness has been fighting against the forced implementation of smart meters in their city for one simple cause. There is no reason for the government to be collecting information from its citizens every 15 minutes. See, that's where it can. It can collect, it can come and take your clothes if you're a citizen. If you're a citizen subject, the king can come and say, give me the clothes. And they're the king's clothes because you're the king's subject, citizen. Subject. That's why that sovereign citizen oxymoron just fucking. I think somebody went out there and created that just to fuck up the movement. I ain't kidding you. Naperville smart mirror. I mean, okay, cause. There is no reason for the government to be collecting information from its citizens every 15 minutes. There is no authority for the government to be collecting information from its citizens, period. Ever. Ever. They're not even supposed to be in our world. They're supposed to be over there in that 10-mile stretcher off in the goddamn ocean somewheres. Not here. Even if that information is simple electric usage, data collection at 15-minute intervals is unnecessary for the purpose of billing customers. As NSMA explains, citizens of Naperville have no choice when it comes to smart meters. The only way to opt out is by opting out of public electricity entirely. Public electricity? No, those are private corporations. Make no fucking mistake about it. And they're all a part of the main corporation. That's part of the king's fucking property here in this country, just like you and I are, okay? And he wants to douse you with goddamn radiation or anything else he can because you're his subject. Haven't you ever watched any of the old movies where this king holds court? And the subjects come up and they have a whole line of, yeah, this man, yeah, he was accused of stealing your majesty. Who accuses him? Well, actually he lost some money over to your cousin over there, Duke Asshole. Oh, off, chop his hand off. I think he's taking chop your fucking hand off. That's your fucking due process, okay? Under a king or under with this fucking federal corporation now that they're calling it a person. It cannot be a person. People cannot be persons. I mean, the simplest shit, people can't see it. Do you see three people standing in front of you? Is that a people, a single people? A one person? Is that a single person or is that four persons? Because what they want to see the way they've done this is try to consolidate authority through numbers, through collectives, through cliques. Created at the grassroots through the Masonic lodges and the dirty churches, these collectives, and you know, well, we're just four of us over here saying that we can take your rights. Well, the fucking Bill of Rights says you can't. Okay?
And only a person can own property, no corporations or government.
Exactly correct. And you see, that's why, like a corporation operating, when you're paid out of the corporation, then that becomes your property. But the corporation itself, when you become a corporation, you become an agent of that fucking king. That federal goddamn corporation. That's what like when we talk about the churches doing it. When the churches went for the 501c3 and joined with the king because they'd already done this shit. They joined with the fucking king. You had joinder of, then you had in England, what the people fled to come here. You had a king and you had his goddamn, you had the church. Joined together, just like the Church of England, the preacher went back home after signing the 501c3. He's an agent of the government. He ain't a preacher no more. It's like all this bitching and whining about marrying the queers. A queer could have never got married in a church if it hadn't been for the fucking sellout of the goddamn church to the 501c3 so they could have commercial activity to make mammon. Because mammon is what is important on this earth. That's what God wants them to do. He wants them to make, build bigger monuments and drive bigger cars and make God look more important because, well, because one of his representatives is driving a goddamn stretched limousine, okay?
And that was landslide Lyndon B. Johnson that started that because that's how the church bitched about him.
Yeah, but that church, yeah, but boy, hasn't that church just embraced it. Now you got these churches down on our goddamn border aiding an invasion, getting government grants from the government through their 501c3s. And see, the people that you people that are you good Christians out there that are so sickened by the thought of two men coming in your church and holding hands and getting married and kissing in front of you. Well, I'll tell you what, that used to be a fucking religious ceremony. And the government had nothing, no say in it whatsoever. That church was like just like your house. They couldn't come in and say it wasn't none of their goddamn business. Somebody, I tell you, they didn't have to marry a man and a woman if they didn't fucking fit in their covenant. It had to be, you know, sanctioned by the church. And so, yeah, you're two good Christians. You both have, you know, part of our church. You're part of our covenant. Yes, we'll perform that ceremony for you. It's a ceremony for God, not for the fucking government, okay? But the government turned it into a contract, didn't they? They turned it into a three-party contract where you sign it, and then your wife signs it, and then the preacher signs it, and a couple of witnesses, and you got a three-party contract. Now, when you and your old lady 5 to 10 years down the line, you start going at each other, well, that goddamn, who's going to be the controlling party in that dispute? And when you say, when the queer comes down, there's two hairy men, and they want to fucking hold hands and get married in your church and make your, the preacher ain't going to have no problem. He likes all that fucking money. He'll show up in his stretched limo. But you don't want it. You're sitting there, you're going, God, this goes against everything I fucking believe. Sitting there in what you think is your church. You're in a government building, people. And those goddamn queers under the goddamn contract, under contract, they have, I mean, you cannot deny anybody the right to contract through the government. I mean, if the government offers something to one, it has to offer it to all. If the government offers like a land grant or something, it has to be open to all. Or else it's not, or else they could, the people who didn't make it that way, that queer could take them, drag them over into common law court and say, you're denying me the right to this contract to be a part of, because part of this fucking country belongs to me, you're denying me the right to get to this goddamn money that you're giving to other people just because I'm a queer. Can't do it. Sick thing to think. And when that goddamn, those two queers come to your church and they got their fucking license from the government and they hand it to that government agent that's your preacher, and that preacher has no choice. He can be sued in the admiralty for a violation of his contract because he can't discriminate like you can discriminate in your church when it wasn't 501c3. The 501c3 was just, I mean, before that, it was a church was like a house. The church my dad attended, his grandfather built on the fucking land, cut the timber and everything. I remember going when I was a little kid, I can remember the oak benches and stuff. It was one of my oldest memories. But it belonged to the people, you see. And they could discriminate. Because they had a belief system that congregation, that covenant of people, they agreed on. This is what, we're looking, this, we believe in God, man. And we don't believe in men fornicating with men. We don't, you know, we don't believe in any of this evil things that we consider evil in our church. And then your preacher, he was sitting up there and man, he goes, God damn, you know, I'm doing pretty good. I'm in the richest country on planet Earth. To be a preacher in this country under the common law, I mean, God, you were treated excellent. I mean, shit, anything you needed, you had. But it wasn't enough, just like, because that wasn't the plan, people. It's like you go down to, like, Klamath Falls, the people here, you see the homeless people on the fucking streets and shit, and you see them fucking, you know, begging, and this is Klamath Falls. And then you drive by and here are the pillars of the big, beautiful fucking government buildings that this all the money has been spent to build. Just same with the churches. Just like Joel, whatever his name is, I can't think of his last name. You know, didn't want to get them people dirtying up his goddamn church just because of a little flood. Because that's a corporate church. These are corporate churches. And they, and all of these corporate churches are chartered under the goddamn, under the charter of the king, which is the federal corporation. The federal corporation. These, you see, these are the ones granted, granted privilege. So we'll grant you the privilege of doing commerce without paying taxes. In exchange, you'll marry queers. You'll tear the fucking Christianity. You'll rip it apart into little shreds till it don't, nobody even knows what it means anymore. And the people will sit there and they will listen to you because you're on the pulpit. They don't know what you've done. Judas. I think they said in the Bible that the ninth circle of hell is reserved for betrayers. If there, I mean, if there is such a thing, I got to believe that every one of these 501c3 priests, they'd have to be there, wouldn't they? Because they had that Christianity was protected. That's one thing that, you know, people don't realize about that first article. It's a double-edged sword for damn sure. I can believe whatever I want, but by God, you can too. You can form you a church. And you can say, we don't marry queers. We don't go with that. There's a lot of this shit we don't go with. And this is our church and we can say it because it's our church. It's private. It is not a part of the corporation. We are not commercial. We are private. Nepal smart meters awareness. Okay. Even if that information is simple electric usage data collected 15-minute intervals is unnecessary for the purpose of billing customers. Nepal have no choice when it comes to smart meters. You either got to do it or you can't have electricity. MSMA, that you paid to build the dams, you paid to pay for the wiring and stuff, give it all over to a private son of a bitch. So some private son of a bitch, a corporation, was handed over to a corporation. It is a corporation that wants to walk in and call your fucking right a privilege. We're at the point, I mean, when I can hold up, like I said, the red flag thing and asset forfeiture and the fucking Bill of Rights, I think I can call you on a choice here, can't I? You want that Bill of Rights, you got to kill those son of a bitches. I'll tell you that right now because they're willing to kill you to take it away. They're making no bones about it anymore. The ever-accelerating MSA stated their appeal to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. The ever-accelerating pace of technology development carries serious privacy implications. Smart meters are no exception. Their data, even when collected at 15-minute intervals, reveals details about the home that would be otherwise unavailable to government officials. Naperville. Therefore, searches its residents' homes when it collects data. But it's a privilege. In certain cases, we might grant you the privilege of that fourth article right to a goddamn warrant. I should have looked those two words up. I want you guys to do it. Look up privilege and look up right. And tell me, does that say at the top of the Bill of Privileges? Or does it say the Bill of Rights? And are you a 14th Amendment subject? Are you an American national, a sovereign, the authority for this country? No authority above you. There is no authority above the people. That was the whole fucking idea of the war. To free ourselves from a foreign sovereign. To free ourselves from subjugation of a foreign sovereign. And we're right back in subjugation to a foreign fucking sovereign.
Privilege, a special right, advantage of immunity, granted by or available only to a particular person or group of people.
Mm-hmm. So somebody has to grant you that. It's not something that you have. Our Bill of Rights is supposed to be natural rights born as a part of our being, okay? They're not privileges granted by a fucking king. It is way past time. People. If they're going to play a game, secret warrants, let's start. We need secret warrants. Because we sure as hell have the right to take these son of a bitches out I'm not going to be nobody's subject. I will be nobody's property. I'm a free individual national of this country. I am the fucking authority, and I'm telling you fucking no.
Education is a right, not a privilege.
Pardon, what's that?
Education is a right, not a privilege.
Is that what it says?
That's what it says underneath all that other stuff.
Education is a right, not a privilege. No, your rights are spelled out pretty fucking clear in the Bill of Rights. You got your maximums, and you got your procedures, and that's and you have your common law authority. It's they can remove through their fraud. Through the fraud of the 14th Amendment, they say, well, we have written it down on a piece of paper, the common law. And under emergency, our emergency powers that we declared for ourselves that we can't have because it violates the 9th Article, we have declared that the common law courts are going to be removed. But you moved the courts, but you didn't remove the fucking authority because the authority was one with a gun. And it can be reinforced with a gun. And that's about what's to fucking happen to your stupid asses. But you see, it's all these pencil neck pricks like John Adams, the ones that never fucking put themselves to the hazard. Let's declare a king. They think they're going to flee all this and just leave it. I mean, if the worst case scenario, just all of their underlings, all the fucking their corporate goddamn enforcers get slaughtered down. And and they want this to go further than that, though. They'll bring in the United Nations stuff. But they're not going to be here in this hellhole they created. They'll be over in Switzerland. They'll be in the Netherlands, kicking back and watching it on TV as our people are fucking slaughtered, these pieces of shit. That's why when this is over, every fucking one of them, I don't care what country gives them refuge, you got fucking 72 hours to turn them over or we're sending your ass on ICBM hydrogen fucking bomb, you dirty bastards. We made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches. And until then, man, I mean, you get it till you got it memorized, people, so you can talk to them while you're fucking dealing with the problem. This is why you are dying, you son of a bitch. Boom. I can explain it to you in plain, clear English, and that I am absolutely correct. I am within my authority to fucking kill you if you try to take my rights away from me. That is The Word from the Trenches.